Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
A couple people asking, what would the Astros have to trade to get Nolan Arenado in the building? This is just my gut. It doesn't feel like there's a huge market for him right now. You know what I mean?
It feels like there's a. There'd be a bit of a dump by St. Louis,
yeah,
trying to clear the deck.
Getting rid of some salary. I mean, prospects. No, I don't think anybody off the big league roster.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'd be any of these guys that we're talking about, at least that haven't been, you know, like the Bryce Matthews of the world, the, you know, Cam Smith, like guys like that are high-level prospects. I don't think it would be one of those guys.
My nephew Wes wasn't listening when we ended up talking about what my brother had said.
Yeah.
Because Arenado had been my nephew's favorite player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So they weren't he'd been dropped off at school by the time we started talking about how Arenado might be a bit of a headache.
So this isn't the same nephew, though, that Bill O'Brien gave.
No, that was a different nephew.
That's what
yeah.
I thought. That was, yeah, that was
he's,
a different
he's
nephew.
He's doing fine now. He recovered from Bill O'Brien, the GM,
inflicting
from William O'Brien.
Diabetes.
Yeah, for those
it.
Of you who don't know, the very real thing that happened was that the day that DeAndre real. Hopkins' trade was announced, or at least reported, my nephew Ryan went into a diabetic coma. He didn't even know he had diabetes.
Right.
He had to get airlifted to Buffalo from their little town up
Did
there.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, like life
All because
like
William
helicopter?
O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins.
Wow.
Destroyed his pancreas is
yep.
what they did,
yep.
is what he did.
You hear stories all the time about that, when
yep.
trades destroy people's pancreases.
It was probably just coincidental, but I will always blame him for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why not?
But Ryan's doing great.
Good, 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 good.
Wes as well. For anybody that was concerned about any of my nephews, they're all doing great.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so Jonathan Alexander has a piece in the Chronicle here. He's headed to Indianapolis. The NFL Combine, obviously, is going on this week. The first few days are just the interviews and the press conferences. And, by the way, D'Amico Ryan's tomorrow, 12:15 Houston time. Nick Caserio Wednesday, 12:15 Houston time. The reason I'm saying Houston time is because Seth and I are in West Palm Beach right now covering spring training for the Astros. With the Astros, covering the Astros. So the combine, the workouts get started on Thursday this week. Jonathan Alexander has five questions that surround the combine. First one, is re-signing Diggs realistic?
Mm-hmm.
You and I are both hoping it is.
Yeah.
You and I, sorry, I'm coughing.
You're having
right
some
now.
Respiratory issues. Sorry,
I
just sat there letting you hack up a lung while I
was battling a cold all weekend.
I sat
yeah.
silent. I'm sorry. I can yeah. hear you coughing,
yeah.
so I assume everybody else can,
yeah.
too.
No.
No, that wasn't dead air. It was dead air because Sean was about
I'm muted.
To die.
I got a scratchy throat.
So is re-signing Diggs realistic? That's interesting. I guess it's not improper to say the phrase re-signing. It's going to be weird because he's a free agent. He's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I think that I think there's somebody out there that's probably got more cap space, like a Washington Commanders perhaps, or a Commanders are the one that really jump out, that might want to bring in Stephon Diggs for the same reason the Texans wanted to bring in a veteran wide receiver to work in with your young quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Commanders can say, look, okay, there's a risk because of his ACL, but we can take that risk. We really want Diggs here. And Diggs was a model citizen while he was here. There's no drama or anything else like that. And I think if Diggs, we have to think about this, Sean, objectively. If you're Stephon Diggs and all things being equal, the Texans and the Commanders offer you the same contract, what looks more appetizing right now?
Texans. Mm-hmm. Texans, you the Commanders, for a couple reasons. One, familiarity.
Yeah.
He knows what's in the building. Jaden Daniels had an amazing rookie year. I don't see a major difference with Jaden Daniels and C.J. Stroud. I think I can make an argument I'd rather have C.J. Stroud than Jaden Daniels for a variety of reasons, including Jaden Daniels has a bird frame.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's going to hold up physically over time. I would say, too, that the path to at least get into the postseason – you're not dealing with the current Super Bowl champions being in your division for the next few years.
Yeah.
The Texans are going to should own the AFC South for the next few years.
I guess my only question would be, all right, you saw what they were able to do with Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator. Nick Caley is an unknown. And
yep.
So the Commanders were the fifth scoring offense in football last year.
Yeah.
The Texans were down in the bottom half.
Yep.
And he doesn't know who Nick Caley is. That's the part that I wonder if he just feels like, okay, if I wanna really shine as a receiver, then Washington's the place for me. I don't know.
Totally fair. I think it's a really, really good question. I would say Texans. Perfect argument on the other side for Washington. Hey, by the way, big shout out to Jonathan Alexander. You know what he does, Seth? Attribution. In his article here,
yeah.
Unlike some writers who won't cite interviews from a while ago on Sports Radio 610, right on first paragraph is re-signing Diggs realistic. Talked about how D'Amico was pretty close to the vest talking about it, but Nick Caserio was a little more open about the topic on his recent appearance with Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has the quote in there and everything. All right, that's Diggs is the first question. Could the Texans make a trade before the draft? They did last year.
Yeah.
That's Jonathan's second question. I hope they do, and I hope they trade back. I hope they accumulate some picks in that 20, you know, the late 20s. I hope they trade 25, move back, stay in the first round maybe, but pick up an extra pick or two.
So the trade could be, it doesn't necessarily have to be for an active player or anything. You're just trading within the draft.
Could they make a trade before the draft?
I would have to say it's probably –
The Diggs trade was before the draft.
Right. But I'm saying, but it also can be, whether it's a Diggs-type trade or if it's just simply a pick swap at some point.
Either of them.
I would say it's probably more likely than not the way Nick operates.
Yes, I think that's a big thing, the way Nick operates.
And some of that, especially because you don't know exactly where the players that you're targeting or who even the players you might want to target are until after you go through free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So if they end up signing a wide receiver, they sign an interior offensive lineman, then all of a sudden you start to get a little bit more clarity about, all right, well, look, let's say hypothetically they sign an offensive lineman. Then I think that an interior offensive lineman, I think then they might start thinking like, all right, well, these wide receivers that we like, they're probably going to be some good ones at the back end of the first round, or the top part of the second round, and he might want to trade back at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because also, it might work out that way with all three positions that we think of as needs: defensive tackle, wide receiver, and offensive line, especially interior offensive line. Those are some – they look like they get kind of heavy in the back half of the first round. I want to have a first-round pick.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know.
It was less fun last year.
Yeah. And even though – look, it ended up working out really well. Kamari Lasser played way better than a lot of first-round picks.
Sure did.
But I'm being very short-sighted and selfish here. It's fun to have a first-round pick.
It is. It's just fun. Yeah, that's okay. I think a lot of people listening would agree with that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Third question Jonathan Alexander has, how can the Texans better protect Stroud? We may need more than the 4 minutes left in this segment to talk about
yeah.
that.
You know what? I'll tell you one thing. The crop of free agent interior offensive linemen is pretty deep, guys that can be viable starters. I know Trey Smith is kind of the cream of the crop. My appetite for him is less and less just because I don't want to be in the business of spending a boatload of money to this already bloated payroll on the offensive line yeah. for an interior offensive lineman when what you really need on any good offensive line
solid.
Is solid dudes. If you could have five solid offensive linemen,
yep.
that beats having three all pros and two bums any day of the week. And there's in that article earlier that we read by the Bill Barnwell, I mean, there's like five or six guys that are just solid starter interior offensive linemen, and I'd rather go with one of those guys.
I hope that whoever it is, I'd rather have an average guy who affects the attitude in the offensive line room
yeah.
than an elite guy who maybe doesn't have, you know, sort of a transformative is probably overstating it, but like a residual effect of also raising maybe just the professionalism of that room.
Right, right. Know? And I told the story earlier about when we had a defensive coordinator 1 year when I was in Jacksonville who just flat out didn't know what he was doing. The assistants, you could see the frustration on their faces from week to week as they're being run by a coordinator that's just not built to be an NFL defensive coordinator. And I think that's – I have to guess that that might have been what was going on with Bobby Sloak this year, and that's why so many of the assistant coaches were retained, that a lot of it is sometimes the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator – just by the virtue of the way they're operating and designing plays and pass protections, it's really hard for anybody to do their job well. And the fact that Bobby Sloak was pretty much the only guy that was fired, Chris Strausser, the O-line coach, had wanted to retire before the year anyway, it makes me feel better that, okay, some of this can just simply be if Nick Caley is a capable offensive coordinator, and he is a guy that's worked in pass protection with the offensive line, that alone might be enough to make it a lot better, at least closer to what it was his rookie year.
Yep. This question from Jonathan is something that I think we're going to start to get answers on pretty soon. Where will the Texans save money and how will it eventually affect free agency?
Yeah.
This is kind of the season that gets a little lost in the shuffle because you got combine at end of February, early March. You got free agency middle of March. You got the draft in April. This in between combine, you know, the first 2 weeks of March leading up to free agency is cut and restructure season. And the Texans have no choice but to be active in that right now.
Yeah, and there's going to be some guys that they have to restructure. Even just assign a lot of their more journeyman type of free agents that they might want to back.
Yep.
Mario Edwards, Foley Fadakasi, guys like that. You might have to restructure some of the other guys that are on the team.
Yep. Last one, where will Titus Howard play? He says this is a yearly question for the Texans.
Except this is the first year in which it seems that Titus Howard might actually embrace a move to guard.
Seems like it.
Which matters. Because it's not like he's been a good guard previously when they've moved there. This year, especially at the end of the year, we saw from the final regular season game on into the playoffs, we saw some nice drives where the center and Titus Howard, Jared Patterson and Titus Howard were, and with Laremy Tunsil, were getting some really good push. Like, push against the defensive line that we really hadn't seen much of this year. And Titus Howard being a big athletic body in there, if he genuinely embraces it, I think he could end up being a really solid guard.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Final segment coming up. We'll talk to the guys back in the studio on In the Loop. I am anxious to get John Lopez's answer to our question earlier after the Steve Smith story that we told, the Steve Smith Sr. story of him having the affair with the Ravens marching band dancer.
Yeah, we asked which Houston athlete would you be most forgiving of if he had an affair with your wife?
Right.
Yeah.
And which one would you be most angry with as well?
Yeah.
So either one. I'm anxious to see if who Lopez goes with in that realm.
So I'm right now currently I'm with Derek Stingley, Jose Altuve, and Yordan Alvarez.
You got a long list of people you let Brandy get freaky with, man.
Turns out I'm a swinger.
Yeah.
A very specific type of swinger.
You just want to be Eskimo brothers.
They have to be lovable and very competent professional athletes.
That's right.
If that's it, anything goes.
Seth has a type. All right, so we'll talk to the guys on In the Loop at the top of the hour about that. If you want to continue to text in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, you can do that. Hey, more from Joe Espada. Out at spring training today. Big thanks to Adam Spolane. Big day, one of several big days moving forward for these two particular Astros. I know some of you are going to get a little irritated when I bring up at least one of the names, but an update on two key Astros potentially for this season from Joe Espada. That is coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.